My name is Douglas Bandai and I belong to a group called Nubuntu. We come all the way from Zimbabwe in Bulawayo. We're an Imbube ensemble, five-part a cappella group. We love what we do and we've been touring around the world. And this is our first time to tour America. And we're going to be here for 6 weeks in America. We've been to Atlanta, Florida, and Pennsylvania, Erie. And we're going to go to various places like New York, West Virginia, and back to Florida again.
How do you find your kind of performances here? Are people really following you, and you know, how's it?
It's been amazing. The reception has been good. CDs have been selling like hotcakes. It's just been great. It's just a good reception. We really appreciate.
Tell us a bit about your history, you know?
My history or our history is Nubuntu.
Yes, Nubuntu, yes.
We have been through a journey, really. These past 6 years we've been defining Nubuntu, and I feel like we've reached a part where we really know what Nubuntu is and where we've discovered ourselves. And it hasn't been an easy journey. This is something new to us, to all of us. We've been artists before, way before Nubuntu. And when we came into Nubuntu, none of us had done Imbube. So it was the first experience for us, and it took us quite a while to grasp it and really do it properly. But we made it, and here we are today.
So what made you to actually sing this kind of Imbube? Because we know that Imbube is associated with men, you know?
Yeah. Imbube is associated with men, really, but it was never said that it cannot be done by women. So when we realized that, when we got that information, we thought, why not do Imbube? Because no woman had ever done Imbube before. And it was something very unique and something very catchy, something that would catch someone's heart, someone's eye, five women singing Imbube. That would be very nice and scenery. So we decided, no, let's do this. And we did it, and here we are today, very successful. This year in Bulawayo, we got the Bulawayo Annual Awards, so the inauguration, we got the Imbube Award. The first Imbube Award went to us, and we had been nominated for the Ziwa Awards last year as well. That nomination meant a lot for us, so we've been doing very well in this.
How are people taking you here since you'll be singing in Ndebele? You know, do you infuse in English and, you know, that kind of thing?
Most of our songs are Ndebele and a bit of Shona. And, you know, music is a language that communicates to everyone, whether you're Chinese. We explain a bit here and there what the song would mean or what the song is called, but most of the times we do not explain. We want the music to explain for itself, and it has been doing very well. People love it. They totally understand it musically, and they enjoy it musically. So it hasn't been difficult. It has been a very good reception, actually. People have welcomed us well.
How do you access Nubuntu music?
You can get our music from SoundCloud and from iTunes. And you can also get a hard copy in Bulawayo at the Art Gallery or at Indaba Book Cafe, or from us here in the United States, go to our website, www.nobuntu/wordmusic, and find out where we are. You can come and get a hard copy from us.
Very.
So